got no one to talk to, Joe, so I thought I'd sit down and write. I'm just kind of lonesome tonight. You see, I'm thinking about her again, and boy, sometimes I feel like I can't win. And you know, Joe, I took her for granted all those years, but Lord, I never thought it'd bring me to tears. Now all my dreams have come to an end. They've shattered like glass in a strong storm wind. You see, when she left, she slipped away into the darkness and out of sight, with no way possible to find her on that cold fall night. And I wish she'd come back again and not let it end. I'd try and make things right and I wouldn't fail again. Every fool knows his faults, sometimes too late. This must be it, I lie here and wait. It's been 30 years now, Joe, since she's been gone. That's a heck of a price to pay just for being wrong. Well, I hear the postman coming, Joe, so I'll have to stop for now. He said he found a letter from her somehow. P.S. I read the letter and found out I'd done nothing wrong. You see, she had to leave me and couldn't tell me all along. She said that she only had 2 weeks to live, and that's why she had been so pale. But I had no way of knowing because of the letter lost in the mail. And in this letter, she said that she loved me and wanted to keep me from her fate. There's no more time left, it's just too late. And I want to thank you, Joe, for lending me your ears. You've been a good friend to me all these years. And I also don't want you to worry, Joe. I'm okay, I'm fine, because I know she's up there waiting for me. And no one